From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Many questions remain about the cause of the huge oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico as federal investigators completed day six of hearings today outside of New Orleans. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the joint inquiry by the Coast Guard and the Minerals Management Service is scheduled to resume in July.
Men who worked on the doomed rig, the Deepwater Horizon, told investigators this week about the chaos that followed the explosion and fire, which led to the largest oil spill in U.S. history. They also gave conflicting testimony about whether there were tensions between managers working for oil giant BP and Transocean, the company that leased the rig to BP. The oil company was planning to shut down the well, and some witnesses indicated there was pressure to complete the job. But others denied safety was ever at risk. Investigators are exploring whether drilling problems prior to the explosion caused the accident and whether confusion over who was in charge hampered the response. A final report is due in January. Pam Fessler, NPR News, New Orleans.
A BP executive says today the company's latest effort to stop the leaking oil, called the Top Kill, isn't yet working. It's Memorial Day weekend, and AAA says 32 million people are folding down tray tables on planes, hopping trains, or piling into the car for the holiday. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us most travelers are driving.
AAA says about 28 million people are on the nation's roads this weekend, up 1.6 million from last year. But AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair Jr. says consumers are trying to keep spending down.
When people travel over the Memorial Day weekend, they go to see friends and family. Probably 80 to 85% of those who travel do that sort of thing.
Even though there are about 5.4% more people traveling this holiday weekend, they're spending nearly $250 less than last year. Analysts blame high unemployment and the shaky economy for consumers' caution, noting that the Commerce Department yesterday reported the lowest consumer spending in 7 months. At least drivers are getting a break at the gas pump, where the nationwide average is $2.75 a gallon. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is reminding Americans Memorial Day is more than family get-togethers and barbecues. The president's using his weekly address to reflect on members of the military who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country.
On this day, we honor not just those who've worn this country's uniform, but the men and women who've died in its service, who've laid down their lives in defense of their fellow citizens, who've given their last full measure of devotion to protect the United States of America.
Mr. Obama, who sent thousands of troops into war in Afghanistan, says troops should be honored with words and deeds. Some veteran groups are criticizing the president for planning to go to a holiday service Monday at Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery near Chicago instead of laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. Vice President Joe Biden will be there instead. You're listening to NPR. Protesters angry about Arizona's new law cracking down on illegal immigrants are calling on Washington to block the legislation.
Yes, we can! Yes, we can!
Thousands of demonstrators are marching through Phoenix right now. They plan on ending with a rally outside the state capitol. Advocates of the law, which is set to take effect July 29th, are also planning a protest for this afternoon. A new report shows many people with HIV in the U.S. and Canada are still starting treatment too late after the immune system has already been damaged. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Between 1997 and 2007, there was an overall increase in people getting tested for HIV early in the infection. But most HIV patients did not begin treatment before the immune system had been seriously weakened. The CD4 cell count had dropped to 350. That's below the level that scientific guidelines recommend to begin treatment. There were more than 44,000 patients in the study, reported in this month's Journal of Clinical Infectious Disease. Survival improves the earlier a person begins HIV treatment, and early treatment also prevents the risk that people will spread HIV. Researchers say this study shows that new strategies to get people tested for HIV earlier are urgently needed. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
The director and star of the 1969 cult classic Easy Rider has died. Dennis Hopper was 74. A friend of the actor says Hopper died in his Venice, California home from complications of prostate cancer. His career spanned more than 50 years and included Rebel Without a Cause and Apocalypse Now. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.